Happy Easter. Praise the Lord. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A lot's happened since the last time I was with you guys. Palm Sunday was the last time I was here to celebrate a Mass. Since then, we've celebrated the entirety of the sacred Triduum, Jesus' institution of the priesthood, the Holy Eucharist, and the commandment to love as he has loved. On Holy Thursday, we commemorated once again the Lord's Passion. On Good Friday, his suffering and death. And this day, we celebrate his resurrection, this Easter day, the eighth day of the Easter octave. It's an immense joy to be here with you celebrating this great solemnity, truly the solemnity of our faith. In the midst of this season, what do we want to focus on? What should be our main kind of focal point? Well, I would argue that something that we all desire, I think that Christians have desired since the day of the resurrection and since the ascension of our Lord into heaven, is to have a real encounter with the risen Lord. To really encounter Jesus, such that we might have a more deep personal relationship with him. Pope Benedict XVI wrote a long time ago now that really the core of the Christian life is not some lofty idea. It's not a list of rules. It's not a bunch of ethical precepts. The Christian life is about a person. It's about an event. And that is the person of Jesus Christ. We all want to know him. We all want to have a relationship with him. And we are witnesses to a beautiful encounter with the Lord in our gospel today. Jesus appears to the apostles in the upper room. Of course, we know Thomas is not there the first time, and Thomas says, I will not believe until I see and put my fingers into the nail marks in his hands and put my hand into his side. A week later, Jesus appears once again, and Thomas is there. And Thomas is able to have that encounter. He's able to have that moment where he really can see and feel the Lord's presence with him, literally. And he encounters the Lord precisely in the place of his mercy. Because he encounters the Lord precisely in the place of the Lord's wounds. The means by which the Lord forgives our sins, the marks of his passion and cross. But these wounds then are transformed because the Lord is now appearing to them truly risen. And so his wounds, which at one time were a sense of true pain, are now glorified and are now truly forgiving of all sins. They are a mercy to him who puts his hands into them. How might you and I come to place our hands into Christ's, or our fingers into Christ's nail marks, or our hand into his side? Well, it's in some way the same way that Thomas did. It's in receiving the Lord's mercy. It's in receiving the forgiveness of our sins. By now, I know all of you have heard that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, passed away on Easter Monday, and we pray that he is quickly now joined into the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that we celebrate on this day, on this Easter day. Just want to call out a couple of things that Pope Francis either said or wrote in these years of his pontificate that help to illustrate this point that I'm trying to make. The first is something that I'll always remember from the day that Pope Francis was elected back when I was in high school. He did an interview, one of his first public interviews. He was asked the question, who is Jorge Bergoglio, which is Pope Francis's baptismal name. His name is Jorge, Jorge Bergoglio. So they asked him that, who is Jorge Bergoglio? And Pope Francis responded, a sinner. Pope Francis, the man that was just elected, the Pope, the leader of the church on earth, admitted and did not deny that he was a sinner. And in fact, named that the first thing that he identified himself with. Talk about some humility. Holy smokes. But it's in that great humility, in recognizing that he was a sinner, that he could then receive the Lord's mercy, that he could come to know the Lord by the forgiveness of his sins. And it's because of this that he was able to write very recently in the document that he wrote, which announced this year as a Jubilee year. He wrote a nice document, very beautiful. You can find it online. He wrote this very beautiful line that stood out to me as well. So we have something from really the beginning of his pontificate and now towards the end of his pontificate. He wrote, "There is no better way to come to know God than to let him reconcile us to himself and to savor his forgiveness." There is no better way to come to know God, essentially, than to receive his mercy and to savor that forgiveness. And so we talk about a personal relationship with the risen Lord, and absolutely we come to know Jesus in contemplating the scriptures. We come to know Jesus in our personal prayer. We come to know Jesus here at the Eucharistic table, receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. But our Pope, who acknowledged that he was a sinner, also said that there's no better way to come to know the Lord than to receive his mercy and to savor that forgiveness that he offers to us, to place our hands into Jesus' side, our fingers into the wound marks on his hands, to receive the love and mercy that he has for us. And so I know Father Tom and I were really beating the confession drum for all of the season of Lent, but I'm going to do it one more time today on this Sunday of Divine Mercy. And encourage you, if you didn't take advantage of one of the opportunities to go to confession and you want to come to know Jesus more deeply, go to confession in these days. Go to confession today. There's an opportunity over at St. Mary's Church here in Oshkosh. Pretty much all afternoon, the priests will be there hearing confessions. If you desire to know the Lord more deeply, receive his mercy. It's like if you wanted to get to know, I don't know, Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods, a really good golfer, or if you wanted to get to know who Jordan Love is more deeply, you would want to go and experience the sport that they play with them. You would want to go golf with Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods, or you would want to go throw the football around with Jordan Love, because that's what they're best at. If we want to get to know the Lord Jesus, we should spend time with him in his specialty, which is the forgiveness of our sins. The receiving, his giving of mercy and our receiving mercy. And so I pray that all of you might have a deeper encounter with the Lord in receiving the forgiveness of your sins and therefore come to a deeper knowledge of him. What a beautiful thing to try to enter into on this Divine Mercy Sunday and for all of our lives, so that we might always come forward to receive the Lord Jesus in the Eucharist here in a worthy and well manner. And so, just come to know him all the more deeply. And so glory to him who has risen from the dead. Amen.